For me, I think one of the places I really enjoy spending time in is in nature, in Gaia, in the silence in Gaia. And so let's take a little journey right now to connect with Gaia, to be in the silence where we can feel and communicate with our intuition. And so on this journey to Gaia, I want to ask you to feel, sense, or imagine or visualize taking off any shoes you have and then walking on the most amazing, soft moss. It's like a green, velvety carpet that is so delicious for your feet to be walking on. And as your feet wander on this beautiful, velvety, mossy green carpet, you find yourself traveling on a footpath and you lead your way through a beautiful forest and you can hear the birds singing and chirping through the trees. You may even hear a bubbling brook of a stream with crystal clear water flowing through. And this beautiful mossy green carpet of a footpath follows this beautiful bubbling brook, this stream, and you meander through this incredible forest scene. And eventually you come to a clearing. And in the middle is the dappled sunlight coming through, inviting you to sit down. And as you sit down on this area that's illuminated with a glowing warmth of the sun, you realize that in front of you is being presented a golden angel with iridescent rainbow shimmering wings. And it's ready to deliver to you a message. And so we're now ready to hear this beautiful message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Surface. This magnetic surface that we talk about, it has to do, indeed, with that which is consciousness in relationship to the change of the magnetic field which is going on, that starts to what we would call have a deeper wisdom in consciousness, more elegant consciousness, an awakening is occurring. Intuition, communication from spirit. That was a wonderful question that my partner didn't do well answering. So I'm going to take over. You've been put in a beautiful place in Gaia. That meditation puts you there where you can listen and be quiet and be that person, perhaps, which is with an alliance of that energy of Gaia. There is no more perfect place. That is one kind of place to put yourself in for intuition to start blossoming. Dear ones, there is a premise that we use that is called humans have free choice. The premise we have used from the beginning is that a human being will get information if they ask for it. If there is no asking, there is no receiving. But when you put yourself in a position of wanting intuitive thought, that comes from a soul consciousness. And when you put yourself in that position, then it starts. Everyone is different, so different. There are those who will go and travel to places that are so quiet and magnificent. And they'll meditate for some time. And in that slot, you'd say, of time and in existence for them, in will come instructions for them. And they may flash by in their mind as intuition seems to do, but it'll be clear. And they'll come out of that and they'll say, I was in a quiet place and I got information. Now, stop. Did they ask for it? Yes, they did. When they sat in the quiet place, it was a signal to us that said, they're ready to receive. With free choice, they went there and they got information. And they got it through their intuition, through their consciousness, through their alliance with their soul, which is allied with spirit. But then there are others of you who are not meditators. And we have discussed this before as well. There are so many types of humans and what they do to soothe their soul. Some will meditate, and that is their soothing amount, I'd say, of space they need. And others will busy themselves. It seems to be the opposite, but that's what soothes them. They must be productive. They're doers. If you look at some of the most amazing inventions on your planet, they came to the inventors when the inventors were not thinking about them. This is what the doer wants. The doer says, I will do this and I'll do that. And along the way, an intuitive thought will come when I don't expect it. And I'll know something I didn't before. So have they asked for it? Yes, because they were doers. And they said, by doing this, I'll receive something I need, an intuitive thought which will push me into an area I didn't expect. Here's what I'm telling you. Every single human being who wants to have intuitive thought from spirit, messages, if you wish, from spirit, from your soul, about the new direction you're supposed to take, it requires the free choice of you saying, this is what I'm going to do. I want this kind of message. Dear spirit, put me in a place where I'll have the intuitive thought that I need so I'll know what's next. But that's just the first step. The next step is interpreting intuition. Here is an axiom of interpretation. What happens first is the message, not how you then bias it with the interpretation. Did you get that? Sometimes you may receive a flash of intuition and you'll say, well, that's not right. Well, that'll never work. Well, that's not even me. You'll be right. It isn't you. And that's the whole point. It's pushing you to a place you would never have gone. It's an idea or a concept that's something you didn't expect. Or perhaps you have a little quick vision of a beach or something and you're nowhere near a beach. But this is the message. Go find one. There's somebody you're to meet. Go stay somewhere that you would never stay before because something is going to happen there. That is how we communicate. Number one, your free choice to say I want it. Number two, to put yourself in what's comfortable for you, whether it's a meditation or being busy or disengaging your mind or something that you know is a time when you receive things. You put yourself there on purpose and wait. And in that, even busying yourself, you're waiting. Because in the cracks of that not thinking about that which you want, it'll happen. Dear ones, this is the magic of the intuition. That's how we speak to you. There is a connection, a beautiful connection between you and your soul. In your consciousness, which belongs to your soul, not your brain, that is where intuition lives. And every so often, it talks to you. There are so many examples of beautiful intuition. My favorite is the mother who is about to go to sleep and has an intuitive thought that her child in the next room needs attention. And she gets up And indeed, that child is in need of some kind of attention. And the mother then goes to sleep and says, what a beautiful thing we have as mothers. It's not just as mothers, dear. Your consciousness tweaked you for a moment and gave you that information. Get up and go to the next room. Now put it in a scale that's much larger. This is available to every single human being who puts themselves in a position of asking for it. And the mother may say, well, wait a minute, I didn't ask for it. And this leads you to that expression that is so often given of women's intuition. You were born for this. It is part of that which is raising children, intuitive thought of what they may need. This is asking because you, having the child, was just that. Dear Spirit, show me how to work with this child, how to have this intuition. It's a little different when it comes to spiritual information, but the process is the same. Your soul is in connection with you at the times that you want it, or the times you don't expect it, but the times that you ask for. That is the answer to the question of how spirit works with humanity, especially with the old soul. And that opens another subject. How long ago was it that I told you your 24th pair of chromosomes that you have, that have been multidimensional, that you cannot see under a microscope, they're starting to awaken? I just did that last month. I told you this. This enhances everything when it comes to communication with spirit. I would love to have you go back and listen to the Circle of 12, where we gave you this information, the channelings that followed about the planting of the seeds, specifically the second channel of the planting of the seeds. This gave you that information about what that 24th pair of chromosomes is all about. It is time for them to open, figuratively to be planted as seeds. And that is your new toolbox. And in that is an enhancement of the communication that was just asked about. Dear ones, it's the beginning of a whole new paradigm for the old soul, should you want it, should you ask for it, to go to that next level, if you want to say that, of receiving even better communication and intuition, which is your legacy. It's a time capsule you've always carried, dear old soul, and now it's opening. That's the answer that I wanted to give. And so it is.